it's like you get to a point of where you have success and then you just completely change it up and do something different.
Welcome to the MIB podcast, where we help you chase your dreams side by side. And now, your hosts, Mike and Talia Osborne.
What's up?
Hey, everybody.
It's Mike
and Talia.
You're listening to the
MIB podcast.
Married and in Business. Hope everybody's having a fantastic week. We're actually coming out a couple minutes late today.
Yeah.
On this new episode because we forgot. Yeah, literally, we've been so busy doing everything under the sun that we just forgot.
Yep. So it was a long weekend. We had 3 softball games. We had one for our T-ball player.
Had back-to-back games on Saturday for my team.
Yep, 2 doubleheaders.
And we lost. We lost miserably.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And then I get the announcement afterwards that the coach gets cussed out by the mom of one player because she did so bad and it was our fault. So that's good. I feel like today, more than any day, and I explained this to my daughters yesterday, that you have to stop blaming everybody else for your mistakes.
Yep.
Like everybody, it's always somebody else's fault. Our daughters, they just constantly, we got 4 of them, so they blame each other all the time about, I didn't put the dishes away. Bella probably did that day or whatever. I'm like, it's a bunch of crap. It's just take responsibility and just do what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. I mean, it's important in everything you do to take responsibility for the mistakes you make. I make a bunch of mistakes, like, all the time.
Yeah, she never takes responsibility either.
That's not true. I do take responsibility. I apologize. I try to make it right. And sometimes you can't. Sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. But that is how you should live. I mean, even in sports, it goes, you know, you make a mistake, you figure out what you did wrong, and you correct it in the next game or practice or whatever it is.
I think we should probably talk about that next week on our podcast. It's a lot to do with that. Besides that, we've been working a lot on Poshmark, eBay, and Amazon. We went out and did a – we wanted to get out because we really were having a lot of issues finding stuff locally here in Virginia. We're finding stuff. It's just not
–
there's a lot of the same stuff, and we just want to diversify with different SKUs. And we decided, you know, let's go out to – well, Talia. Talia had this great idea, like, let's go to North Carolina. You know, the border of North Carolina from where we live is only about 45 minutes away.
Yeah, not far.
So we went down to a small town called Elizabeth City, a military town. And we went there first to go to Walmart and literally found like $100 worth of stuff. We're trying to spend a couple grand. And then Talia goes and looks at the map, or I look at the map, and I'm like, the next closest place isn't, but like, it's 1 hour and 40 minutes away.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so we end up going to like, I don't know, 7, 8 different places, and we literally found like $300 worth of stuff.
It was really bad.
It was a bad shopping
trip. It was the worst shopping trip I think we've ever had.
And my parents called us and said that the baby had like 103 temperature or something, so we had to run home anyway. And we're already 3 hours away in Greenville, North Carolina. So we literally, it was a waste of day. Oh my gosh. So if you guys think that you guys have just like, man, times have been tough. Like we literally drove. And Talia's like, you know, we need to take a nap. I'm like, I literally drove like 9 hours that day,
yeah,
all over the place for nothing. So it's kind of hard to keep your head up when you're finding nothing.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But I always got that faith we don't find stuff. But we didn't. We didn't find hardly anything.
Nothing.
But either way, our baby's fine. She had the flu, but
she said supposedly. That's what a doctor said. I think she's lying.
I don't think they were right about that.
Yeah.
Either way, she's doing much better now, and
she's back to normal.
She's back to normal, and so here we are recording this podcast. Before we forget, check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/MIB podcast. And as always, send us your success stories, info@themibpodcast.com. And today's episode is probably going to be pretty short.
Yeah.
So the name of the episode is Married and Focus on What Got You There, episode number 90.
90. So this whole episode, it came about because I was watching a little short Instagram story on Gary Vee the other day. And Gary Vee's always got, you know, something good to say anyway, but Gary Vaynerchuk. So he went up there and he was talking about Well, I missed the guy's name, and I apologize. It was a rapper. He came out of Tennessee. He talked about how he was selling what, you know, his possessions in California. I think he's in California now. Sold his house, sold all his junk to get back to his roots of what got him to being, you know, a superstar in music. And that's what Gary Vee talked about. He talked about how you work hard, do these simple things, and it brings you success. And all of a sudden you get to this level of being a, you know, successful person. And now all of a sudden you're just going to change it and do something completely different.
Yeah.
When really what got you there is actually what got you there.
Yeah. In a lot of cases, what Mike is saying is what got you there will keep you there. So if you're going and you're doing all these things, say you're into sales, so you're making all these sales calls and you're getting lots of sales, and now you're getting referrals and things are rolling, and you're like, great. So I got all these sales and now I'm going to go and I'm going to focus on whatever. I'm going to focus on something completely different because the sales are coming in. Your sales will slowly start to burn out, right? And then you're only going to have a few sales coming in. So the thing that got you there is the thing that'll keep you there. So you either need to figure out a way to have someone else do those sales calls so that you can focus on something else, or you need to go back to doing those sales calls or figure out a better way to get sales in. So just don't forget what got you to where you are. You have to always focus on that thing because that's what's going to keep you where you're at.
Yeah. So give me guys an easy example. Look at us, right? We started with an Amazon business 4 years ago. Actually, in 1 week from today, we will be celebrating our 4-year anniversary as Amazon sellers. And we have been doing that forever. And we did that for like 3 years. And we got shut down, I think, 3 different times off. Like I said, never on our own fault. And every time it hurt us because we didn't have anything to back us up, right? Mm-hmm. So now we have an Amazon business like we always do. And it is consistent. We sell all the time. But since expanding so much on eBay and now Poshmark, the Amazon business has gone backwards because we don't have the time to devote to it like we used to, right? Or the budget. When you pull budget, like if you're pulling your investment from one thing to the other, you just don't have the investment in that to keep it, you know, at that level.
Right.
So with Amazon, say if you spent, you know, $8,000 a month in inventory, you're hoping to make $8,000 of profit. If you're trying to double, there you go. If now you got $7,000 because you took $1,000 and put it into eBay or something, it's going to go backwards automatically. There's nothing you can do about it. But with us, we felt that the diversification just was a much safer bet, right? Mm-hmm. And plus, we are in a different position because we're in a position of wanting to help people more than the actual, you know, just be have this $1 million Amazon company like we used to want, right? Mm-hmm. So if we can show people how to make money on Amazon or Poshmark and eBay, that's what we want to do. So it's just we're wearing different hats than we used to, but really, that's how it works. I mean, a real life story is talking about what we did. You know, we did have a business that was doing nearly $50,000 a month in sales. And we actually hit that again. We actually did better than that during December. But now it's nowhere near that because we're not spending that much time into it. But it's kind of nice, too.
Yeah.
It's nice not being counting on just one source of income. So the whole point is, if your whole goal was finances and you worked from A to get, you started at A, did all these different things to get you to where you were a success, and I put that in air quotes, and you want to maintain that, keep doing that or find a way to multiply that.
Right.
You don't always have to remake it just because you got to a certain level. I got to do something real big and bad or whatever, right? Look at Apple. They make no different. Like, their changes on their Apple iPhones are like the biggest joke on the planet.
Yeah.
You can buy a PC and blow away any Mac out there. And both of us have an iPhone, right?
Yeah.
But literally anything, it's true though. You could blow away any Mac out there because of that. But they have brand loyalty and they just keep redoing the things that work, which is a little bit tweaks. I mean, like the smallest tweaks I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
And somehow people just keep on supporting them because they're brand loyal.
And they keep spending more and more money with them because.
And what they do, they got to a certain level, and they just keep advertising more and more, and they blow away the advertisers. Because ultimately, I heard from Russell Brunson from ClickFunnels, he said the person that can advertise the most could always, well, whoever could spend the most to get a customer will always win, right? So if they can just, they got a $1,000 iPhone, they can spend up to $1,000 to get a customer. It's like, how can you compete?
Can't.
Especially with like not even any better. Yeah. I don't get it, but whatever. I digress there. But yes, we are iPhone, Apple users.
Yes, but regular computer users. All right, guys. So the whole point of this was whatever's going to get you to where you're successful, that's what you want to keep doing, or figure out who can do that for you so that you can move on to other things. Now, if you figured out a way to replace that money to where you can do something completely different, now that's a different story. If your focus has changed, your vision has changed, then it's fine to go ahead and move on to that other thing. But if you're trying to diversify and you want to keep all things running, then this is what we're talking about. We're talking about focusing and going back to the thing that got you to where you are. So I think that's it.
Yeah. I think you just, guys, you have to pick a lane, figure out what you want to do and how it's going to get to the point, you know, the point of where you're successful in your head or whatever your goal is, right? And you probably just need to stick with it for a while until you figured out how to exit, you know, make it double or triple, whatever you're doing, without causing you too much more time. Really, it's a real issue. But that's the way it is, guys. I mean, if you wanted to, like I said, if your thing is music, you just have to stick with what works. And that's how you got to where you were, right? I mean, I think that's a form of art, and that just, that kind of stays the same. It's your style, your technique, whatever. But in our case, obviously we're a little bit different, but yeah, whatever. Kill us. we have too much stuff going on, and I always fight with myself saying we are doing too much, but I also want to go shift into the future of the more of helping people than just being a reseller of multiple platforms.
Yeah. So. All right, guys. So we hope that this episode was short and sweet and to the point and that you got something out of it. Hit us up on our email, info@themibpodcast.com. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/MIBpodcast. And Sully is here to say hi. And guys, we hope you have an awesome week and lots of success.
Take care, guys. Love you. Hit that subscribe button down below if you got anything out of this. Listen to our other episodes. We have so much good information. It's all free. And we're just trying to help you guys make it big and reselling. So love you guys. Appreciate you. Hope you have a fantastic.